We're going to stay in the spirit of the Winter Olympics. You might be keeping an eye on the Jamaican bobsled team. Their first appearance at the Winter Games back in 1988 was immortalized in the popular Disney movie Cool Runnings. Here's a clip.
I'm Sanka Coffey. I'm the best pushcart driver in all of Jamaica. I must drive. Do you dig where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I dig where you're coming from.
Good.
Now dig where I'm coming from. I'm coming from 2 gold medals. I'm coming from 9 world records in both the 2- and 4-man events. I'm coming from 10 years of intense competition with the best athletes in the world.
That's a hell of a place to be coming from.
Well, that was a very loose portrayal of what actually happened, and we wanted to know what did actually happen. So we've called George Fitch. He is the mayor of Warrenton, Virginia, and he's one of the men who started the team, and he is with us now. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's just get this straight up front. You were not then and are not now a disgraced, drunken, former Olympian looking for redemption as portrayed by John Candy. All right.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right, so let's get that out of the way. So let's start though. How did you get the idea to start the Jamaican bobsled team? It was kind of a dare, right?
Yes, like most ideas that end up with something like that, it comes from a discussion among some friends. And I had gone back to Jamaica for a friend's wedding. I'd lived in Jamaica back in 85, 86, when I was sent down there to set up some commercial trade investment programs as part of Reagan's task force on the Caribbean Basin Initiative. And then I was assigned to Paris, to the embassy there. So I'd come back, and friends, we were talking about the upcoming Summer Olympics. Anyways, long story short, I was challenged to get Jamaica into the Winter Olympics with 6 months to go. So in going down the list of all the winter sports, wanting to be competitive, not wanting to be an embarrassment or a disgrace, the one that popped up, because it suited Jamaica's athletic attributes of speed and power, was bobsledding. And I bounced the idea off of the American Bob Federation people up in Placid. They said, yes, there were going to be some non-competitive teams. So off we go.
You know, it's funny, though, because other people have followed your lead here
right.
in that subsequently and other summer Olympians like the Lolo, like the sprinter Lolo
right.
Jones, for example,
okay,
is now
that.
Competing. And, yeah. and I wonder if they got the idea from you. Did you think that it would take off in the way that it did? I mean, even, you know, Hollywood, you know, embellishments aside, that people would become so captivated by the idea.
No, I certainly didn't do that. I was so preoccupied with, I've got such a short period of time to get the team trained, to get everything organized. It was basically a baptism into fire for me. Never done it before. And so that was my full concentration. I really even couldn't enjoy Calgary because all I did was just concentrate. Okay, especially since after we did the two, and the movie, unfortunately, does not portray that, where we made Olympic history by beating 10 teams in the 2-man event. We had no intention to do the 4. That's another long story. But to answer your question, I'm very grateful and very pleased, actually, to see that I think we did inspire. We certainly inspired other countries and other islands, because the following Olympics at Albertville, there were 6 bobsled teams from the Caribbean islands. And I'd like to think we've also inspired other than bobsledding sports from non-traditional Winter Olympic countries. All you have to do is just look at the opening ceremonies, as I did, and the delegation. You get delegations from Dominica, from Tonga, from Nepal. And I'd like to think that at least some of their inspiration came from back in 88. Well, the Jamaicans did it, and they're not from a winter country. So we can do it as well. And that was a point that I wanted to prove, to show people.
Well,
as long as you're a good athlete, you should be able to do any sport.
Well, you know, to that end, though, Jamaica crowdsourced money to get to Sochi, and the outpouring of money was far beyond what they had asked for. In fact, they raised double the amount that they had originally asked for in 48 hours to the point where they shut down the fundraising because they didn't want people to think that they were, you know, taking advantage. And you did a little something like that yourself back in 88, some old-fashioned fundraising. I did want to ask, what is it you think has so captivated people's attention? Is it like the underdog getting a shot? What do you think it is that people just love about this story so much?
Yeah, it's definitely the underdog. It's definitely challenging the establishment, challenging the IOC. They wanted to keep us out of the Olympics. They thought we were going to be an embarrassment. And if it wasn't for Prince Albert of Monaco, who's the senior VP with IOC, and stepping in and changing that, we wouldn't have been to Calgary. So, yes, it's definitely the underdog taking on the establishment. And I also believe it's the Jamaican spirit. The Jamaicans are very endearing, heartwarming people. And I think they showed that. There weren't surly, elderly, as some of these bobsled teams have ended up being. So yeah.
Surly and elderly, huh?
Well, he had a team from the U.S. Virgin Islands that I think was 60 years old. And I didn't see a smile on their face.
Oh, so they seem to not be loving it. Interesting. We only have about a minute and a half left, but I was intrigued by something you said. You said it really wasn't even that fun for you because you were so busy working. Can you? But the team had fun? I mean, the team didn't have fun either
because we, after the two-man, we entered the four-man. And so we couldn't sit back and enjoy it, the remaining 8 days of the Olympics when our event finished. Because they all wanted to do the four, and they convinced me to do the four, which I don't know whether I should have or not, but we had never been in a four. We didn't have a four sled, and I only had three guys sitting around my room in the Olympic Village. Anyways, we don't have much time, and that's a long story how all those three problems were solved.
Okay, well, you did it. So thank you.
Good
preparation for being mayor, right? Problem solving.
It is. It certainly did, and I'm certainly glad I was mayor, and I certainly enjoyed satisfied as I'm about to step down here on all the things that we accomplished here in Warrenton.
That was George Fitch. He's serving his last term as the mayor of Warrenton, Virginia, where he's been serving for some 16 years now. He helped found the Jamaican bobsled team back in 1988, and he was with us by phone. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up with Valentine's Day right around the corner, we might be especially interested in stories of love overcoming obstacles and crossing barriers. And when one of those boundaries is race, the love story can get particularly interesting. We want to correct some of the myths about interracial dating and also talk about the reality many Americans are living with now. That's just ahead on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.